Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Lisa Robin Kelly from That 70s Show was arrested Monday night after she and her husband got into a fight in their North Carolina home. This is Lisa's third arrest since 2010 and her second arrest for domestic violence this year. GQ magazine released its list of least influential people of the year. It's topped by Mitt Romney, who's followed by Amanda Bynes and Madonna. Kim Kardashian is the most searched celebrity on Bing.com this year. She's followed by Justin Bieber, Miley Cyrus, Rihanna, and Lindsay Lohan.
Who uses Bing?
I don't know. I don't, but just saying, that's who.
Okay.
That's the dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, it's 9:38.
I'm offended.
Yeah, I can tell. You're laughing so hard, it's showing your offendedness.
You've just never called me that before.
Okay. So, I am always okay with it when we get called out being wrong by our listeners. And I was sort of kind of wrong before, Bridget Mendler, when we played that a little while ago. Amber sent me a text that said, that she is one of the main characters on Good Luck Charlie and not really known as much on Wizards of Waverly Place. Well, here's the thing. I did a little quick research before the song came on and I read the first paragraph on Wikipedia, and she was a recurring character on Wizards of Waverly Place. So
she was.
That's what I went with.
She was. I've watched her in both shows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've never heard of Good Luck Charlie.
In fact, the funny thing is that yesterday, Thea actually told me, she goes, you know that song is on Disney Channel, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Like the TV channel?
Yeah. So, or no, it would have been Nickelodeon? Hold on, I gotta remember Good Luck Charlie. No, that's Disney Channel.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said it's on Disney Channel. So they must have played it on Disney.
With their child actors, Disney is kind of like old Hollywood,
mm-hmm.
where the actor works for the studio and they did whatever they wanted with them. They were basically indentured servants. That's pretty much what they do with their actors at Disney.
Kind of, yeah.
On their TV shows.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, iCarly, you're going to do the show until we tell you you can't.
iCarly is Nickelodeon.
Okay, give me a show on Disney Channel.
Well, we just said two of them there. Good Luck Charlie.
Good Luck Charlie. Okay. Anyway, I don't watch the channel. My kids don't watch it.
I'm surprised.
I know everything there is to know about Nick Jr. though.
Oh, yes.
Including the fact that, have you noticed at night, it's called, they kind of changed the format and it's Nick Mom, like after bedtime.
Oh,
like no. About eight, I think it's about 9 o'clock. They quit showing little kid shows and they'll have like, the only thing I really saw was just one time, and it was a bunch of mom stand-up comedians.
Oh.
And it was like Mom's Night Out.
Nice.
And then there was like this one guy comedian who got up on stage, and he kind of had this look on his face like he was in the crosshairs. Like, Anyway. Okay, so that is the story I wanted to do. Okay, never mind.
Okay.
If you have ever wanted to know the best time of day to do things, I have the answers for you, according to Real Simple Magazine.
Alrighty.
They released this list of the best time to do 9 different things. And I've seen lists like this before. Even some that were completely contradicting themselves. But this is the latest one I found. They're kind of interesting. If you want to get a haircut, best time to do it is 8 a.m. You want to be the first appointment of the day.
Okay.
That's when your barber or stylist is fresh and they haven't had any other appointments that ran long. They haven't had any annoying people come in and ruin their day. You know,
so you're going to ruin it for them.
Well, at least you're the first to ruin it for them. Return things to stores at 10 a.m. When stores open, they have the best ratio of staff to customers.
Mm.
It's the best time to get service with the fewest other people in the store getting in the way. If you want to take a flight, best time to take it between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. That's when there are the fewest weather delays, and it helps avoid the airport rush.
That makes sense.
Yeah. If you want to take a nap, between 1 and 2:30 is the best time to take a nap.
Agreed.
It works best with your body's natural rhythms, and the nap should last 15 to 20 minutes, no longer than that, Mel.
I can't sleep that short amount of time for a nap.
Once you pass 30 minutes, you'll feel even groggier when you wake up.
It's true. I know I feel groggier, but once
Set the alarm!
I do, but once I fall asleep, I'm out.
Well, then don't take a nap. That's why I don't take naps, because If I need it, I will take a big nap. And when I really, really need sleep, I mean, I have slept for like an hour and a half in the afternoon. But that was usually only when I really, really needed it or I was feeling kind of sick. And then I do feel better. But when I didn't really need it and I just kind of doze off on the couch, I feel terrible when I wake
up. Yeah, I'm crappy for about a half hour afterwards.
Best time to clean the house, 4 p.m. That's when your coordination is at its peak and your mood is the best.
So you're going to ruin your mood by cleaning the house.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, good idea.
Yeah. Ask for a raise at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
You want to talk to your boss when they're the least rushed and least likely to get distracted, and that's at the end of the day. Doesn't that sound kind of opposite?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, they're trying to get out the door.
Yeah, that's what I would think.
Do cardio between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. In the early evening, your lungs use oxygen efficiently, you're more coordinated, and your muscles are warmed up.
Okay.
I am going to totally disagree with that. Do it in the morning, first thing when you wake up.
Get you going.
It's better than coffee. If you got a dog and you got to walk him, do that between 8 and 9. Dogs view their walks as fun. Walking your dog at night lets them enjoy the smells and sounds he misses during the day. Okay. And if you're going to read something, do that at 10 o'clock. With your brain, with the way your brain is organized, that's when you're most likely to retain information. Like all of the 10 crazy...
10 p.m.?
10 p.m. Mm-hmm. Like all the craziness that you read about in 50 Shades of Grey.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what else to call it other than craziness. Anyway, Heroes of the Day, they're next. Hang on.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Every time you're a hero.
Working class hero. I can be your hero, baby.
It is Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Thank you so much for listening today. Heroes of the Day brought to you by Martinis at 57th and Louise. Mel, go.
Here's a little more pressure for you not to finish your chores early. If you know what I mean, guys, if you do, you might get beat up.
Okay.
On Monday night, 24-year-old Raquel Gonzalez of Manatee County, Florida.
No, Manatee County, Florida.
Florida was, getting on with her boyfriend, 30-year-old Esrick Davis. Now, according to the police report, things took a bad turn when Esrick got his chores done before,
early.
Yeah, before Raquel. She did not get hers done. And she started hitting him and scratching him until he could get away. He called the cops and Raquel was arrested for felony domestic battery. The police report says that alcohol was a factor, although based on what we know about alcohol and chores
and Florida
stuff. And we're guessing that means Raquel was drunk and Esrick was sober.
According to an item in the Salem, Massachusetts Police Department Daily Log on Monday, multiple units responded to an accident that involved a 40-year-old Brian Reynolds. He was driving down the street and the brakes stopped working on his 87 Chevy. In response, he tried to stop the vehicle the old-fashioned way. The Fred Flintstone way.
Oh, did he scream yabba dabba
doo? The brakes to his pickup truck failed on a decline.
Oh my gosh.
And he opened his driver's door and put his left foot out trying to stop the truck. Well, that didn't work.
Yeah.
He attempted to turn his truck up a hill to the right of the road and that caused him to fall out the open door.
Oh boy.
The truck drove over his left leg.
Oh no.
And then rolled down the street, luckily without involving any other vehicles, crossed the road before it hit a fire hydrant and coming to a stop. The man who was run over by his own truck was issued a $35 citation for a vehicle with defective equipment.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
I think he could get out of that.
Maybe.
He could fight that
time
one.
Time for us to scoop. Ben's in next. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hot 104.7.com.